In the name of our Creator, our Redeemer, and our Sustainer. Amen. Expectant waiting is the foundation of the spiritual life. Simone Veil. This morning, we have come full circle to a new church year, returning us to repeat all the liturgical seasons once again. Every season offers us the opportunity to immerse ourselves in an aspect of the church's teachings and retell our Christian story over and over again to one another. First up, Advent. Each year, this particular season points us to waiting for the Son of God, as the central theme of the four Sundays leading up to the celebration of God breaking into the world with the birth of a baby in a stable. That seems like plenty to be waiting for. But today's gospel lesson points us to yet another aspect of waiting in this season. The word Advent comes from the Latin word Adventus, translated coming. Scholars believe in the early church, Advent was a 7-week season of preparation for the baptism of new Christians at the Feast of Epiphany. During this season of preparation, Christians would spend 40 days in prayer and fasting to prepare for this celebration. Sounds like Lent to me. Originally, there was little or no connection between Advent and Christmas. But by the Middle Ages, the coming of Christ had been tied to Advent. But that coming that they had in mind was not only Jesus's first coming in the manger, but also his anticipated second coming to reign over all of creation. Jesus says, "They will see the Son of Man coming in clouds with great power and glory. Then he will send out the angels and gather his elect from the four winds, from the ends of the earth to the ends of heaven." Jesus goes on to say, "But about that day or hour, no one knows, neither the angels in heaven nor the Son, but only the Father." So we wait. We wait looking back to the divine coming to be with us in flesh and blood as a humble infant child. And we wait looking forward to Jesus's triumphant return and complete divine glory and power. So the unpacking of apocalyptic controversies aside, waiting in the midst of an unknown end time undoubtedly has something to reveal to us in this particular pandemic moment we are in today. So if Advent is the season of waiting, I might argue that we've been in the midst of that season for nearly 9 months. We have waited and we continue to wait. We wait to see our families. We wait in line to shop for our groceries. We wait for news of a vaccine. We wait for tests and for their results. We wait while our friends heal who have been sick. We wait if we are sick. We wait to travel. We wait for our schools to open and to return to our offices. And we wait. We wait to break bread together around our altar at Trinity Church once again. We wait for the light of good news to find its way into these hard days and dark nights. So, what is more important than how long we are to wait is more the question and challenge, I believe, of how we wait. How in this in-between time are we going to embody waiting? What is that going to look like? Advent ushers us into a way of waiting that embodies and shines a light of recognition of the coming of the divine among us. Jesus said that from the fig tree, learn its lesson. As soon as its branches become tender and put forth its leaves, you know that summer is near. So also when you see these things taking place, you know that he is near. The seeds of the Spirit are planted within each of us, and as they take root, we wait for what will grow. Like the fig tree putting forth leaves in the spring after a hard winter, even when the seeds have not shown themselves, we know that they are there and that they must be nurtured. We can only really wait if what we're waiting for has already been begun in us, if it's already there to be nurtured. So waiting is not about a movement from nothing to something. It is about a movement from something to something more, to something deeper, to something more profound. So we wait with knowledge that the Spirit within us is ready to burst forth, knowing that when we see this burst of life within us, God is near. Jesus tells his disciples to keep alert and keep awake. We have this same charge from Jesus to the disciples at Gethsemane, and as we know, they drift to sleep, unable to stay awake and watch. What Jesus is calling us to is a waiting that is active and not passive. Passive waiting is something that's out of our hands and we have no control, no investment in. It's a way of being as an observer and not a participant. But the waiting we encounter in Advent is about being alert. It's a waiting that calls us to be present to the moment with the conviction that something is indeed happening where you are and you want to be present to it. You are awake to the possibility of meeting God. You are alert to the Spirit at play around you and in you. You are invested. You are invested in ways that can never be when you are passive. And in that active waiting, a person is patient. As Jesus says about the second coming, no one knows the timing. If you think about Mary, pregnant with new life, and the patience that she embodied in her waiting. Patient and quiet, steady perseverance. When we wait with patience, there is a willingness to stay with a situation, with a belief that something hidden will be revealed. When we are impatient in our waiting, we are demanding and we seeking to shape things to our own time do not give way to God's time. Patiently living means to actively wait, but with a steadiness of not rushing or pushing. I think about the people that are healthcare workers in this time when people are separated from their families and they patiently go and help these people connect iPads so that they can talk or set up iPhones so that people can be as close as they can to their families in this isolation. The way they embody that patience is absolutely a waiting that is active waiting with these people and their suffering. Waiting calls us to be both active and patient. Advent invites us also to be open. Like that doorkeeper standing watch, standing guard. Waiting is about standing watch and being open to who and what will knock at that door. Much of our waiting is filled with particular wishes and longings, our wants. We long for this pandemic to end and we wish we had a job. We wish that our pain and suffering would go away. We wish our kids could be closer to home and not trapped at schools. We wish for so many things. And our waiting easily gets enmeshed with what our own wants are and our understanding of what is possible. For this reason, a lot of time is spent not open, but with a narrow view of perspective, waiting for our certain wants to be received. Our waiting becomes about trying to control the future. But when we wait open, when we wait with hope, the possibility of something new, something completely unimagined, we become aware of God coming among us in surprising ways. We are open to something different, not just what we have prescribed as what we want or what we wish for, but a hope that God will come among us to create what needs to be. It is a different way of being. You know, we always talk about getting back to normal after this pandemic, about returning to life as we know it. But this Advent of sorts asks us a larger question. What from this time is being made anew? What is being birthed into life in this season of struggle? What is God pulling forth in us? When we go back to normal, what is it that we want our life to look like? How can we be more expectant in our waiting? So finally, we see that we are waiting, dare I say, with God and not for God. This waiting for the coming of God seems to kind of miss the mark. Maybe there is a second coming in the future. Maybe it's tomorrow. Maybe it's in 2,000 years. Maybe it was in the triumphant resurrection of Jesus. But what our Advent, expectant Advent waiting reveals is that God has really never left us. God is continually coming among us and longs to be with us. When we shift how we wait, we can see this truth in everything. We see this truth so much more fully. It isn't sweeping and grand. It isn't coming down with thunderbolts. It's in the kind acts. It's in the trust we share with a friend. It's in the gratitude we share in those moments of connection during this time. God is there. God is that quiet and tender presence with us. Jesus charges us to not be asleep, but awake and alert. Not passive, but active. Not impatient, but patient and steady. Not wishful and demanding, but hopeful. Not closed and controlling, but open to the possibilities. This year may feel like an eternal Advent for all of us, and we are undoubtedly being challenged to stay awake and active and patient and open and hopeful each and every single day. And in these times, we wait knowing that God is not just coming or having been, but God is absolutely among us and with us now. And every candle we light in this season is a reminder that even in the darkest times, the light of God and the light of the collective community we are in and the light of our continued hope will always show us a way forward. Let us pray. God, help us be aware and to keep alert, to keep awake. Help us know that you are doing awesome things that we do not expect, and that Christ is coming near with great power and glory and with great tenderness. Amen.